Turek Seatat, Eon Delua, Ossifer. Well, the teleprompter's upside down. How am I supposed to read them the tech news?
That's the challenge!
Apple's officially launched their self-service repair program in the US this morning, which for the first time allows regular old Joe Schmo average schmucks like yours truly to purchase and even rent genuine Apple parts and tools. You don't even have to be a genius like they require to work at their stores.
They're so smart.
It's amazing. However, in true Apple fashion, the service has a catch or two, as pointed out by iFixit. First off, in order to purchase a part from the self-service repair store, the customer must enter the device serial number or IMEI. So you can't just go ordering replacement iPhone screens willy-nilly. I mean, you don't want people to become addicted.
I want to decorate my wall.
Secondly, the prices for repair kits are barely cheaper than what Apple charges you to repair the device themselves at an Apple store. Unless you also mail the broken part that you are replacing.
Mail?
However, while we love making fun of Apple as much as the next banana, this setup actually kind of makes sense as it will incentivize people to return parts to Apple for hopefully proper recycling instead of throwing them into the garbage. There are other problems with Apple's repair program, but at the end of the day, it's progress. Now, if only Apple would fix the Magic Mouse charging port, because that's still fucking ridiculous.
Don't forget about that.
Twitch is considering changing its partner program according to a Bloomberg report, which would cause creators to make less money while running more ads.
What?
I mean, Twitch is a good and healthy platform.
We're making it better.
And people familiar with the plan say that the proposed changes would make it even happier and healthier, at least for Amazon shareholders. Haha! So Twitch creators who are currently making 70% of subscription revenue could be dropped down to 50%, but the good news is that they would be released from exclusivity agreements, allowing them to simultaneously stream on YouTube or Facebook, and then they would also be incentivized to run more ads, which I guess is supposedly supposed to make up for the smaller cut, but that's not really great for the user experience.
Yeah.
This news coming out was a perfect opportunity for the head of creators at YouTube Gaming to tweet that their platform still has a 70-30 rev share model and no exclusivity agreement, and never did. Oh yeah, and there's always Facebook, so that your mom can watch your streams.
Bam! Got him!
We can't help but theorize that this is happening because Amazon owns Twitch, and maybe Jeff Bezos feels weird about Elon Musk being the world's richest man and like buying Twitter and stuff. Frankly, I kind of get where he's coming from. And Sega is pulling a Nintendo with the announcement that the standalone versions of classic Sonic games that are included in the upcoming Sonic Origins anthology game will be delisted from game stores after May 20th, 1 month before Origins launches on June 23rd.
Why would you need them?
You could also call this pulling a George Lucas.
Yeah.
Have we not learned from our past mistakes as a society? More Jar Jar. Obviously, the people hurt most by this are the ones who don't want the entire anthology and just want one of the games, but now have to buy the entire collection instead. Fans are also frustrated by the fact that Sonic Origins uses the much-hated, not to mention easily bypassed, de novo DRM system. I think Sonic would disapprove, quite frankly, and Super Sonic would super disapprove.
Yellow.
I want to make more references to Sonic characters here, but frankly, I can't think of any. I can't make heads or tails of their cast.
Ah!
Hey!
That's
terrible. That was a bad joke. You want a knuckle sandwich? Do you want some butt quacks?
Ooh.
Riley's here to give them to you.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Joby, creator of the beloved Gorillapod mobile tripod, and now a whole new lineup of creator-focused audio gear for all kinds of primates. Realistically, mostly humans, though. There's the Wavo Pro, a flagship on-camera shotgun mic with active noise reduction. The Wavo Pod, a podcast or gaming mic ready to plug and play with USB-C. The Wavo Air, a wireless lav mic kit that's both high quality and easy to use. And the Wavo Lav Pro, an ultra-small lav mic that pairs perfectly with the Wavo Pro shotgun for crystal clear audio. Wavo! Take your content creation to the next level with Joby using the link below.
Butt quacks aren't something you feel. They're something you feel. Wait, what?
Huh?
What? NVIDIA is testing a flagship RTX 40 series graphics card, according to reports, that could draw an insane 900 watts of power. According to regular leaker of such things, Copite7Kimi on Twitter. Although Copite noted that it's unclear whether this card is a predecessor to a real product or simply a prototype to test extreme power draw, the leak comes after other rumors pointing to a 600 watt GPU. So it's time to put down your pitchforks about GPU shortages and pick up your space heaters and then sell them because you're not gonna need space heaters anymore. After announcing the discontinuation of their PC game launcher, Bethesda is now allowing users to initiate the process of transferring their games to Steam. So you might want to get on that if you haven't already. Bethesda said that the online transfer tool will remain available for the foreseeable future. But I feel like all bets could be off if we get into a real-life Fallout situation, and you're gonna want some games and you're hiding in your vault. Things could get real weird down there.
Real big rats.
Sony has now enabled variable refresh rate technology on PlayStation 5 consoles, and some users are reporting that they can use the feature in officially supported and non-supported games even without updating their machine.
It's magic.
So congrats, console players. The PC community loves to see that you guys also don't need to apply an update to have a feature that we've had for years without needing an update for years.
You didn't have to update either.
It's heartwarming. We really do only want the best for you guys. Enjoy. And Pixel Watch.
Enjoy.
Pixel Watch. We've seen a lot of Pixel Watch leaks lately, but now the internet is being treated to images of Google's flagship wearable on somebody's actual wrist.
It's a beautiful wrist.
Where we can see it more clearly than ever. And it basically looks like a round version of an Apple. It was always gonna be a watch.
Yeah, it's good.
But what was
it?
What was it gonna be? More square with little buttons under it?
It's gonna look like a watch.
I mean,
for
I
sure.
kinda wish it did, because those are cool.
I don't know about that.
All right, so no more Pixel leaks until it comes out in May. We're done. And BuzzFeed News has a great story on the crypto project called MetaDocs, which promised to give buyers of MetaDocs NFTs access to real celebrity doctors with a social media following. But then now a bunch of said doctors have left the project since it doesn't have the necessary licenses to operate as a telemedicine service, meaning that the doctors can't legally give any medical advice or information to the NFT holders.
You can talk about whatever you want.
But you know what? That's just, it's early days, and when the glorious Web 3.0 revolution comes, these problems will all be sorted out. Vaccines will be NFTs, and then everyone will want them. You'll have hexagon vaccine,
you can sell it afterwards.
And then you can stick your magnet to it. I want to keep going, but our license to give tech news just ran out with that magnetic vaccine bullshit. So come back on Friday. We're going to have it renewed by then. I gotta go talk to my crypto guy. Riley!
No!
Let's talk NFTs,
okay,
bruh.
I got a really good deal.
Yeah. NFT Connect!
What is that?